we're going. So this is the first podcast of the one that we don't have the name of yet. So hopefully by the time this goes up, we'll have a freaking name for it.
Maybe. We're crowdsourcing them.
Yeah. So far, crowdsourcing has not been very useful. Mm-mm. We've gotten a lot of unhelpful comments.
Just hit on.
Pretty much just hit on by everybody.
Hit on or nothing to do with anything like ranch smells.
Ranch.
It's one of them ranch smells. It's like, okay.
So yeah, this is a thing Josh and I decided we were going to start doing because we have a lot of fun doing it by ourselves, and we feel like we're pretty entertaining people to listen to. So we thought, well, let's do it so that other people can hear us. Mm-hmm. That's about as far as we went with that.
As far as it needs to go. Now we're going to see where we're going to go. Take it further.
Earlier today, Lindsay was saying, hey, you should eat that soup that I made yesterday. And I tried it, and it was not great. I never know how to deal with that situation because...
Was she, like, sitting in the room?
No. No, she was at work. But, like, she's really good at, like, crafting questions to make it sound like she's not looking for an answer. But I always want to give her, like, good feedback because, like, you know, if she cooks food for me, I want to compliment her and everything. But if it's not good, I don't want her to make it again, you know? And so she was like, well, how was the soup? How was the soup? And I was kind of, like, dipping my toes in the water. I was like, it was okay. The consistency was interesting.
What kind of soup was it?
It was kind of like a...
Create a flavor palette.
It was like a hearty soup. It had, like, potatoes and white beans and some other herbs in it, some rosemary. It was like, in theory, it would have been a great soup. But because it was blended, instead of being a broth, it was more like a puree, like a stew. Mm-hmm. And the beans were really dry. And so I texted her. I was like, I don't think I would ask you to make this one again. And she said, oh, good. That's what I was thinking. And I was like, oh, cool. Whew, dodged a bullet there.
I don't like that. Well, I mean, I know a lot, most people do it that way because I always think I'm going to hurt their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like the exact same thing. I need to be more honest like that because that worked out.
Well, and like I've kind of gotten to a point with Lindsay where I can pretty well gauge like how she feels about it. And at the end of the day, if she likes something, she's going to make it again for herself. And if I like something, she's going to make it again for me. So at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense to not like... just say what I'm going to say.
That's true.
But then I made ramen. Because I didn't eat much of the soup.
Did you double pack it?
I did. I had roast chicken and pork today.
I have never done it in my life. And you said the other day, and I was like, why have I not done that? I used to always eat two at a time. Now I just eat one just because I get too full. But
the way that...
I don't know why I never have. Like, that's just...
The way that I make it, I don't have any broth in it. So, like, when I'm not feeling good and I want soup, I always put broth in it because that fills me up quicker with the broth. But if I take the broth out, like... I
take it out.
Here's my process, my patented ramen process.
I don't know how like it is to mine.
I actually do it on my YouTube channel in one of my videos. I crumple up all the noodles and crush them inside the packet, and then I heat up water in
it. We're already in disagreement. Right there. You are... Never cooking me ramen.
But I heat up water in a tea kettle until
crumple?
It's boiling.
So they're all like just little tiny pieces?
Well, there's like chunks. Oh, so there's like some big and some little. And then I throw them into a bowl, pour boiling water over it, and cover the bowl with a plate. And I let it cook for 3.5 minutes. And then once that 3.5 minutes is over, I dump out the water and strain it with the plate in the bowl. And then, so there's no water left in there. Then I add the flavor packets. And mix them up into the noodles, and that's how I make ramen, and it's pretty good. But if I'm feeling sick, then I'll make like one pack with some broth because it does fill me up quicker.
I don't like little thing about me. I don't like hot drinks, including broth.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had the broth. I cook them. I don't crush them like a Neanderthal. I just put the packet in there. But the one thing I do that people don't like is I cook them not as long as most people do. Like, there's a certain point where it's perfect.
Yes,
like, they're
I
a lot
agree.
Harder than most
I
people
agree.
Like. And then I put in the seasoning after, usually. Sometimes I put it in... Now that I cook a lot more, sometimes I'll season it before.
Mm.
Because I cook a lot of vegetarian food now.
I think you're supposed to put the stuff in while it's, the noodles are cooking, so it like absorbs sets. It.
But I like the salt.
My mom was always like, you should only use one half of the packet. And I'm like, no, Mom.
No.
It doesn't get all the flavor in there.
Yeah, Mom, get out. In fact, I'm going to take another packet from another one and throw it away to keep it.
When I was in high school, I had a buddy on my rugby team that would take ramen with him to events, and he would have them as a snack. So instead of like cooking it with a kettle and a bowl and everything, he would literally just crumble it up, open the packet, dump in the flavor stuff, and shake it like some sort of Doritos bag, and then he would just chomp it.
I haven't seen somebody do that, but I've heard people do that, and that's gross.
It is. I tried it once, and it was not fantastic. Yeah, it was okay, but it wasn't something that I would, like, seek out. It's not something that should be made into its own thing.
Yeah, it's not better than how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. Did you know that Japan actually... There was a survey. God, I don't remember the date. Hold on, I gotta look this up. But Japan came out and said that... they were asking all of the big countries of the world what they thought their biggest contribution to society was. Mm-hmm. And Japan said that it was instant noodles.
Well, hey, that's true. I was watching some guy make, it was the hardest instant noodles to make. I can't think of what it was. If we were fancy, we had a computer stuff, I would just look it up and show you. But they had like, you had, there's like 30 steps in it. You had like put little pieces of it onto a tray and then... So it's supposed to like mimic something else. You've probably seen it. It's like just shoveling.
Like it came in like it like a plastic tray, and
yeah,
then
but
it would
like
come with tools to
yes.
like, and you would have to pull
thing.
Your own noodles and.
Yeah, because I think it was like a little mock egg thing in it or something. I can't remember, but
yeah, and
it's one of those late night YouTubes where you're just watching for 7 hours straight and it comes up. Like I know you've seen it because of that.
Yeah.
I don't remember who was it on or what channel.
No, I do remember seeing that, and there was another one that they made, but it was a candy version.
Oh, yes, yes. That is the same thing. I don't know. I remember that one vaguely.
I've seen a few videos of people trying, like, all sorts of different kinds of instant noodles, like, different brands, different makes, and it's crazy how much variation there is between, like, one another. Like, I mean, even if you go to Cub Foods, to the Asian food aisle, there's, like, the cups that come with all the seasonings and the ingredients already like packed in there, and you just add water and it cooks it like that, and sometimes those are really good, and sometimes the noodles taste like wet rubber, like slimy, like almost to the consistency of being like squid tentacles.
I thought you were going to say squid testicles.
I don't think squids have testicles.
I don't think they do either. That's, I was ready to question you on this and get out the phone and find out.
Fun fact, squids are cephalopods. They only have one orifice in their entire body, which is their mouth, which means that that's
they
also their butt.
Hey, efficiency.
Efficiency with fish in the sea.
Oh! I wonder if you could mix the ramen noodles in your own gut and poop it out. Would it? Do they have flavor when it poops out? Or do they even have flavor?
I don't want to know.
Like, do they taste food? Because that means they taste their own poop, too. But does their poop taste bad?
Oh, like, do squids taste their
food? Like, do they have... They probably don't have taste buds.
Well, they have a beak.
Yeah, but, I mean, don't they have a tongue inside, too? Or no?
Probably. From, like, fictional movies that I've watched where they've been eaten by a squid, they have a tongue. Okay. I gotta find this out. Do squids have tongues?
Do squids have tongues?
Do squids have taste buds?
They're really interesting. I watched it much...
No, not... I hate autocorrect. Does squid ink have taste? Yes, it does. They use it for flavoring in certain dishes.
Oh, like the squid meat?
No, like the ink itself.
Oh.
Like squid ink they use to flavor certain things or to pigment certain things. Like, for example, in Japan, McDonald's actually released a Big Mac that had a black bun and a black burger. It was like an entirely black item that you could buy as a special time thing, and they use squid ink to dye all of the parts to make it one color.
Ew.
Do squids have... Squids possess taste receptors all over their body and are more sensitive to taste than humans. That's concerning. Oh, wait. These taste receptors are located on the suckers in the area around the mouth. So they taste the stuff when it's going in and when they're grabbing it, but not necessarily when it's coming out. I mean, unless they get it on their mouth area. Why are we talking
about
this?
Sure, it happens. Because it's interesting and I need to know. That's why. This is my life. This is what I do when I'm at home. Like, I wonder. Rather than creating anything in life, I'm like, this fact just came into my head. I need to find out. I couldn't live in, the Wild West times because there'd be facts. Somebody would bring up something like, I have no idea how to figure that out. We have to go run tests.
So you'd be like Dr. Emmett Brown in Back to the Future 3?
Yes, I would. Like, all right, let's go.
You'd be like the one guy in town who had like ice and running water because you figured it out. You're like, how do I make my drink cold?
Yes.
It's crazy though. I was on vacation with my family and we were at this really, really old house. And they had a chilling cellar, and in my head what I thought that was somewhere where they would pack ice to keep the ice from melting, but it was actually just a hole that was dug into the ground deep enough into the earth that it was freezing. It was so cold.
Oh, I've heard of that, which is neat.
Yeah, and I was not expecting, because it was a hot day, and so it's literally just a little staircase down into the ground, and you know, you go down there and there's a little door that you can put stuff into, and it's like an ice box. It's very, very cold, and there's no ice in there at all. There's no like liquid nitrogen or anything keeping it cold. It's just the temperature of the earth, which is crazy because, I mean,
we're supposed to have a liquid iron core.
Right. I mean, if you dig down deep enough, it stops getting cold and starts getting awful.
Or does it?
Have you ever been that deep?
Have you known I was at a race of subhumans?
Speaking of deep, I was watching a video today. They were testing... they were talking about what would happen if they detonated a nuclear bomb in Mariana's Trench. It was super interesting.
That's an article I would read. They'd clickbait me on that.
Clickbait me on that.
And they would probably have no facts and they'd be like, that sucked. But now I have a question I can't solve.
Then I gotta go back to the Old West.
Yep, now I have to A-bomb the Mariana's Trench.
Well,
what did it say?
So the Mariana's Trench is like, hold on, I gotta get the exact, I want to say it's like 7.5 miles.
I think you're right, actually. I was reading something about the wild, or the sea creatures down there. That's what I was reading about. I think it was, I feel like seven.
Oh, don't give me fucking metric. Okay, it's 10,994 meters, which is 36,070 feet. I don't know how much that is in miles, but I think it's like 7-something miles. So they were talking about what would happen if you detonated this, the Tsar Bomba, which was the atomic bomb that was developed by the Russians.
Say that again?
The Tsar Bomba.
Sounds like a flavor of ice cream, but...
That'd be amazing.
No, but the
like,
Tsar
Bomba. Hello, yes, I'll have two Tsar Bombas.
Tsar Bombas?
We'll go into the Mariana Trench. And then it would cause massive tsunamis in my bowels.
Then, yeah, so but you'd know that was coming. It's part of the adventure of the Tsar Bomba.
The Tsar Bomba. Can we have someone like develop that? Hold on, I'm writing that down.
Tsar Bomb.
It's T-Z-A-R.
Ooh, it's even.
Yeah.
People will say it wrong.
Tsar is.
You got that Tsar Bomb. No, mom, that's not how you say that.
Tsar is actually a Russian word that is literally equivalent to king or emperor. So the Tsar of Russia before the bourgeoisie, I don't know, they have a weird name, before they took power, that was like his title, and like no other country in the world has that title because Tsar is like a Russian thing, but it's like a really cool name. But so they were talking about detonating this atomic bomb at different depths. And they said that the atomic blast of this bomb, which is now outdated by anyone's accounts, like the ones that we have now are tens, hundreds times more volatile and dangerous than
America.
Than that one that they had in World War II. But they said if you detonated it at like halfway down, it would cause like tsunamis that would cover large portions of if not completely getting rid of island nations like Japan and New Zealand, and it would cover most of the coast of Western America, like California, all that would be just underwater, just straight up underwater. And then they said if you went even deeper, because the Mariana Trench, or is it Mariana or Mariana's Trench? Because there's a band as well. It's the Mariana Trench. Okay. The Mariana Trench sits right in between two tectonic plates. So if you were to detonate this nuke at the base of the trench, it would actually send a shockwave through all of the tectonic plates in our crust in between all of the... where they all meet at the speed of sound, causing huge tectonic shifts, which has caused earthquakes, crazy tsunamis again. But here's the interesting thing. Because it sits so deep on that fault line, it would actually open up a lava geyser, which would form a new continent with the ensuing like rush of magma up into the water. So like off the coast of California, out in the Pacific Ocean, there'd be a new continent, which I think is pretty cool. Not worth jeopardizing life as we know it, but, you know, bring back Pangea.
I think it's kind of neat. A lava geyser?
Yeah, but it'd be, like, underwater.
It'd be, like, Old Faithful, the lava.
Yeah.
And underwater.
And instead of Faithful, like it'd be Faithful. Terrifying.
Yeah. The same.
It'd be New Terrifying.
Is it Old Faithful, New Terrifying? Well... Old Faithful was cool. I went there before. I went to Yellowstone. That was the funnest thing I ever went on. Even though I was like 13, I was a jerk to my grandparents. But looking back, I wish I mean, it wasn't me. I was just grumpy.
Yeah. And so no different from now.
Yeah. There's like every picture of me is like a brownie. Even though I was having a good time, there's every picture of me. I'm a like fat kid.
I saw my first raven at Old Faithful, and I did not realize how freaking huge those birds are. Like, I thought ravens were just like,
how big are they?
Like crows. It's like the size of a small child.
Really?
Like,
really?
Yeah, okay, people listening, look up Raven, the bird, not the character from Teen Titans, but also go and watch that show.
Be careful what you
look But yeah, it was a huge bird, because there was this little kid kind of running around, and I was concerned that there was going to be trouble between him and this bird. They're big birds. And maybe I'm like remembering this, you know, weird because it happened a long time ago. But I seem to recall that they were rather large.
Probably are. Are they smarter than crows?
I don't know, because crows are pretty intelligent for being irritating.
They're supposed to be like the intellect of like a 3-year-old or something. Like equivalent to. I remember watching a thing.
They have like weird, drives, weird obsessions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So here's a size comparison of a raven to a crow. So I'm blowing this way out of proportion. They're not like people sized, but or maybe it was just a really
bigger.
Small kid. But yeah, they're bigger than you would expect. Did you ever read Edgar Allan Poe, The Raven?
No, I don't think I actually have read it. I've heard of stuff about it a bunch.
When I was younger, there was and I never understood why they did this, but there was a children's theater production of Edgar Allan Poe shorts, and it's not kid friendly. Like they did a show. It was the Black Cat, and it will always stick with me because the story of the Black Cat is there's this husband and wife. They love each other, and then I think the wife brings home this black cat that only has one eye. And slowly the husband starts to resent this cat and thinks that it's like the devil. So he kills the cat and walls it up.
And then Edgar Allan Poe?
A poem?
Poem?
But he like walls up the cat and like builds a freaking like brick wall around it, and to keep it in there. And then he ends up putting his wife in there with it or something. Like he killed his wife at the same time.
What?
Yeah, and they show this to kids.
Hmm. Sounds nice. Well, most nursing rooms are pretty.
Well, yeah, if we go to like the like Ring Around the Rosie being about like smallpox.
Yeah. I guess people were just messed up back then. Well, they're still messed up now.
I mean, I guess it's a way to deal with like difficult stuff happening is to make light of it. I don't know that that's exactly why that happened.
It's what people do now, so
yeah.
I imagine it could
But I mean, now we have like Comedy Central. There was there was a guy on YouTube the other day I was watching was talking about I think the video is called, or it's by The Whitest Kids You Know.
Oh.
And it's called This Sentence Is Illegal. And it's talking about how it's extremely illegal to say I want to kill the president. It was fine that I said it just then because I was just telling you that it's not okay to say I want to kill the president of the United States. And it made me think about like all the weird laws that we still have and the weird rules that like nobody really enforces.
Stupid stuff.
Like the laws that were obviously created because of one person. Like the whole business of like not being able to cross like Kentucky state lines with an ice cream cone in your back pocket. Like
is that an actual thing?
Yes, there's. I don't know if it's Kentucky, but there's a state law that says you can't cross state lines with ice cream in your back pocket. And in London, actually, there's still a law. Nobody enforces it, obviously, but nobody has repealed the law. But there's a law that says women are not allowed to eat chocolate on public transport.
About time.
And it's still a thing. Technically, like, women could be getting arrested for eating chocolate on buses because it's technically not legal. But, I mean, obviously, it's a ridiculous law, so why would anyone enforce it?
What if someone decided to, out of the blue?
I feel like somebody should.
Super strict about it. These are our laws of our great country.
Because that's the only way it's going to get repealed. That's the only way they're going to get rid of it. Is that somebody has to get up in arms about it and they have to bring it to court. I think. Have you ever watched videos of British Parliament?
Like the actual Parliament?
Yeah. It's nuts.
What do they do?
They yell at each other. Like in groups. Like if you look at like in the House of Commons and the House of Lords, those are the two like Houses of Parliament. They're literally just rooms full of chairs with, you know, they're either elected officials or officials that have been elected by their British government is weird because you know how like here elected officials have constituencies where like their votes come from specific geographical areas.
Yeah,
it's the same type of thing. Well, obviously it is. Our government is slightly like loosely based on British government, but over in the UK there are boroughs. So there's not states or counties, there's boroughs. And so each borough gets a certain number of votes and yada, yada, yada. But yeah, it's just a bunch of dudes like sitting around in a room, like yelling at each other. And they just go nuts. They go crazy. Like they just sit up and they're wagging papers and pointing fingers.
Do they get anything done or they just yell?
I mean, they must. They have to get stuff done.
I haven't watched like a thing for even the U.S. government junk in a while.
I mean, they're usually a lot more tame. But I mean, just watching British government is a joy sometimes.
I haven't watched much British anything. Well, my sister really likes that.
There's some British game shows that I definitely miss. Like, for example, there was this British game show called The Crystal Pyramid, I think it was.
That sounds really familiar. I might have seen that.
And they had all of these contests that were based on teamwork, and there would be like physical challenges as well as mental challenges. And so like one of them that I remember, there was one person in one half of the room and they had to get stuff from their half into the other half of the room where their partner was, but they couldn't touch it. They had to use like long wiggly arms to like get them over. But it was a really fun show, and there was like a kids version of it that was super fun to watch. And it wasn't a British show, but I remember first watching it when I was in the UK, but it was, Takeshi's Castle?
That sounds Isn't that a movie?
No. No, there's a video game called Takeshi's Challenge, but there's a Japanese game show called the Something Something Castle. Hold on, I gotta look this up. Because it's a hysterical show.
Was it based off the adult one?
The adult what?
Crystal Pyramid? Or are we gone?
No, they weren't related. Oh. Oh gosh, what was it called? Yeah, Takeshi's Castle was a Japanese game show airing between 1986 and 1990 in the Tokyo Broadcasting System. So the same guy who created the video game Takeshi's Challenge, Takeshi Kitano, created this game show, and it's a ludicrous game show. Like one of the challenges is there is a series of rooms on top of a floor panel or a pedestal above water, and so they're being chased by somebody dressed as like a monster, and they have to make it through the maze and get out on the other side. But any one of the many doors could lead to the outside without there being floor, so you could just fall into the water and then you lose. And some doors don't open, they're just walls. Oh my gosh, it's hysterical. Another really popular one that a lot of people have seen is there's an incline that they have to climb up, but there's boulders, like styrofoam boulders rolling down the hill at them, and I think my favorite one that I've seen, I don't know if it's from that show, but it was definitely another Japanese game show. It was called The Slippery Slope, and there was a staircase that they had to get up, but the staircase was covered in, like, vinyl, and, like, covered in, like, lube, or some sort of, like, really oily, slick substance. And so as they tried to, like, get up the staircase, they would slip and fall back down, and then they would get covered in it, so it would make it even harder for them to recover and get back up. Oh my gosh, it was so freaking funny to watch. Because then, you know, somebody would get really close to the top, and then they'd fall, and they'd take three or four people down with them. And
that reminds me of another show. It makes me think of American Gladiators.
Mm.
Is that still on?
I think they revamped it.
Is the revamp still on?
I don't know. Here, hold on.
Why am I not watching it?
Freaking look it up.
With Laser Blazer and Taser. And Ryan. I watched it a lot as a kid. I can't remember why.
Okay. American Gladiators aired from September 1989 to May 1996. I thought they had a new series as well.
I thought they did too. Maybe they called it something else though.
According to news sources, a reboot of the show was in the works for the past several months and was shopped to broadcast and cable networks. Oh, they did reruns. So maybe that was it.
Maybe that couldn't be just it.
I could have sworn there was... Maybe it wasn't called American Gladiators, but I could have sworn there was a new show that was very similar to that. I don't know. I think whoever thinks of, like, game shows, especially the really physical ones, like American Ninja Warrior. Oh my gosh, American Ninja Warrior.
It's neat to watch.
Especially the people that that are weird about it. Like, for example, there was one season where a streaker from the audience jumped up onto the course in front of the person who was actually supposed to be contesting. So in the nude, they sprinted through the course and they completed every single obstacle and got to the end and hit the button and were promptly arrested. But
through it.
Yeah.
I should have stopped before, probably.
It's like, really funny. Let's see. No, wait. Let him fight.
Let him fight.
Or there was a person who went through wearing one of those inflatable, like, T-Rex outfits.
Did they make it far?
They did. I feel like you've got to be good to, like,
yeah, you gotta
do that.
Pretty... I wouldn't make it far. That's basically my life. I go through life like I'm in an inflatable T-Rex suit. That's my existence. You know what's funny is I made this, just in case it got super dead space, like we were like, ugh. But one of the first topics was ramen noodles, and it came up naturally. I was like, that's funny. It sounds like he eats them weird. And you do.
I don't. I don't. Well, I mean, if we're using the rules on the packet as standard, then yes, I eat them weird. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that, like, literally no one I've shown my method to has been like, oh yeah, I do the same thing. So I don't know where I got that method from. I don't know why I started doing it the way I did.
It's weird. Well, now the only problem, I'm like, okay, it's because you crush them, which I don't do.
I don't think anyone does.
No, that's because that's cereal at that point.
Cereal.
You're just soggy cereal. Meaty cereal.
In water.
Okay, that's just gross. Is what that sounds like.
When I was in high school, when we moved into our new house, we didn't have any of our stuff yet, because when you like move to a new place with the government or the military, they give you a household thing that's already in your house, and so it comes with some cooking implements, some bowls, some silverware. And it was my first night in England in our new house, and we didn't have any stuff, but we had done some light grocery shopping just so we had some food. And we bought cereal, but we didn't buy milk. And I don't know why we did that. So I'm looking around trying to find, like, my bowls. And I realize they haven't been shipped to us yet. And so I grab out this, like, metal mixing bowl. And I pour cereal into it. I'm like, okay, this isn't the weirdest thing I've ever done. And I had Lucky Charms in the bowl. And I opened the fridge, and there was no milk. And I'm like, okay, well, Lucky Charms are, like, good by itself, so maybe water will be fine. So I put water in the bowl, and it was not. The Lucky Charms flavor was not enough to salvage having water for cereal. Yeah. It just was not good.
I hear people doing that when they're lactose intolerant, even though there's other kinds of milk. But, like,
just use, like, freaking rice milk or something.
If I have too much milk, it makes me
or
sick.
Or lactate.
I just don't. I eat dry cereal, but I just don't have.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think to do that.
Well, it's different. It's more like eating candy chips at that point.
I wonder why no one would like peanut brittle be considered candy chips?
Kinda.
Or like the Chex Mix with the, or like Puppy Chow. Could you eat Puppy Chow in milk?
That's basically a different cereals. Puppy
like,
Chow is Chex Mix. That's a cereal.
Right.
You just add a whole lot of awesome onto it.
It's like crushing up Cocoa Puffs and then sticking them to Chex Mix. I want to try that. When Shantae brings in...
Just bust
I'm
going to
bring in
out,
like
boom.
A thing of milk.
I'm ready for this.
I'll get one of those like personal bottles from the holiday station and just get like a little thing of milk and just... I'm really curious because I feel like...
I better be good.
I
it
feel
might be
like
it's probably gonna be like really rich, and you're like, oh my god, after a whole bowl, because you'd eat it faster than you eat Chex Mix. Even when you eat Puppy Chow fast, if it's in a bowl, it's gonna get soggy. You're gonna eat it faster.
Well,
I will.
I'm worried that like by putting it in milk, it's gonna dissolve all of the chocolatey stuff, and so I'm just gonna have like a sludge of chocolate and sugar and flour and Chex Mix. And I'll end up with pudding rather than cereal or candy chips.
It's going to be like the soup you had, but sugary.
Yeah.
I don't like soup, speaking of. I used to not eat. My dad would make soup every Sunday.
Well, that's probably why I didn't like it.
No. I like soup itself, but he thought I was just being a brat kid because I wouldn't drink my broth.
Oh.
I would never drink my broth. And he would make me sit at the kitchen table, and eventually I just wouldn't. Drink it. I found out if I put ice in it and cooled it down, I could.
Interesting.
But I didn't put it together that I was like, I don't like it. Why is he making me do this? So I thought he was just a giant jerk. And he thought I was being a bratty kid, which later on in life, like, I don't like hot apple cider. I like
right.
apple cider.
So is it just
like
any
coffee.
Hot beverage?
Yeah, I don't like the sensation of it going.
Interesting.
That's what I found it was later in life. I was like, oh, you know what? I don't like anything. Hot cocoa. I like chocolate milk, but I don't like it warmed up. I just won't drink it.
So what if you have like a scratchy throat? Like, do you do like lemon,
I have to be
lemon
sick.
Water or like
no,
tea?
I deal
or like,
with it.
Okay.
No, I have to be. That's when you know I'm sick. If someone talks to me, because you know it can soothe, especially like teas and stuff. I have to be that sick. That's when you know I'm actually
right.
Someone can talk me into it. Because I don't know why.
What about like steam or vapor? Like, just does that bother you, or is it just the hot liquid?
I've never been like vapor.
No,
well,
I'm saying
vape,
like
I'm
saying
I'm
like
not a vape lord like you. Camp Ape Nation.
I'm saying having like Ape a bowl Nation. Of something hot in front of you and like having the
oh,
vapor
no, that
like
doesn't bother me. But I really think it's just the sensation of it. I don't like when
because
I can't. I'm like I want to drink it. I don't want.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way with like. Well, it's kind of different because like there's this place near. The co-op that Lindsay and I go to that makes this really, really, really good hot alcoholic cider. And it comes in this really cool glass that has, like, it's like a tube, but then the handle's on the bottom, and it's all glass all the way down. It's super cool, but it's, like, it's hot cider, Fireball, and something else. But it's really tasty. But I'm
that
you would hate
sound
that.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Now that you're saying that, I instantly, the thought in my head was the smell of hot apple cider grosses me out. But I like apple cider. Cold apple cider, delicious. The warm, but I can think about the smell, the like moisture smell, it makes me
I wanna take you to
I don't know why.
There's this apple cider at Trader Joe's that is amazing cold. I feel like you'd really enjoy it.
I would probably.
Except it's
apple cider.
Wait,
it's
but is that different from apple juice?
No, I still like it. I love apple juice. So I drink a lot of it. A lot. It happens to a lot of people, actually. It
just
slides
trying to justify yourself.
I've heard, yes. My bowels are normal. Yours are weird. It runs through them fast. I bet more people than less would be like, oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe it's just that I've never noticed. Like, maybe I've never just took stock in, like, how much I was going
to
the
You need to pay attention to your bowel movements.
Maybe I'm
going to
go home and drink a lot of apple juice and see if that has
and
any effect.
And when
it
happens, like, and you'll text me and be like, guess what?
Guess where I am right now.
Guess what I'm doing.
Hashtag pooping.
Why is Jake FaceTiming me?
Can we talk about that also? Like, I hate the culture right now of people FaceTiming in
I
public.
I never do it. That angle's horrible.
Oh, God, the mic. No, but I hate when people FaceTime in public or when people talk on speakerphone while they walk. Like, they just hold it like it's a pizza in their hand. And then, like, everyone can hear. Like, I don't want to know what you're talking about. I did not sign this social contract with you to like have this conversation with you and your loved ones.
I would be less if like Kelly needed to do all the time. I'd be less attracted to her because it's the angle of like nose hairs and triple chins.
Or like when the person they're FaceTiming is like in bed and it's like, look, if you wanted them to come shopping with you, they should have come shopping with you.
Like I get when like a mom uses it like to show like here's the shoes.
Sure.
And taking a bunch of pictures. But when they're just on it talking.
No, it's obnoxious.
Like, I don't know. I also just don't like it. I'm getting old. I don't even like talking on the phone, though. Just texting.
No.
I text all the time.
I get to a point with texting where I'm like, this would be easier. Like, I could settle this in 2 seconds over the phone instead of waiting for a response.
I'll do that. Honestly, on the way beforehand, I stopped calling you and I was like, nah, I'm going to text while I'm walking. That's how bad I am. When I could have just... I'm like, hey. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, but you can't send, like, gifts and emojis over, like,
see?
A phone conversation.
You won't get my proper... Because I'm full of emojis. I use them constantly. I'm, like, a 14-year-old girl.
Speaking of that, my dad, at his job, they wanted everybody to have these BlackBerry phones. And, you know, the BlackBerries have those tiny, tiny keyboards that, like how do you touch just one of those keys, you know? But he was saying, like, I already have a phone. If you need to contact me, I have a phone. And the guy was like, no, everybody in the office has these. These are the work phones. And he said, if you give me this phone, I will give you back a 14-year-old girl's phone because that's what you're giving me. The only people that use BlackBerries are 14-year-old girls and secretaries, and I am neither of those. So they wouldn't budge. So they gave him the BlackBerry. And the next day he went out and he got it fucking bedazzled. Like covered in like pink and white and red rhinestones. He had like a cherry on the back of it and he got a little anime girl like hanging off of it and everything, and that's how he gave it back to the guy at the end of our like 2 years of being there.
I like your dad did that?
Yeah.
I like him. That's funny. What does he do? Army? Navy?
State Department.
State Department. I knew something.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a super spy.
Oh. I figured. I've always wondered how people get, like, a normal job like that. That sounds really weird. Like, the process of... Because I always just go to school, go to that. That probably sounds really uneducated to me. I understand the school process.
Well, no, but like...
Like, how do you end up being ex-person who travels all over the place?
So, and my dad didn't even go to college. He... So, when he was in high school, he actually wanted to be a meteorologist. And his mom was like, no, I ain't paying for that. And so he was like, fine, I'll join the army. So he did. And he... went over to Panama and was there for a while, and then he was stationed in Germany, and then my mom was like, hey, we're having a Jake, and he was like, oh, guess I should get out of the military. And so then I was born in Georgia, and when
born
we came
Georgia?
Yeah, I was born in Fort Benning, Georgia. We lived there for a little bit, and then we moved back to Minnesota, and while we were here, my dad had a few jobs. He worked in the hotel business, actually. He was a hotel manager. He did private security for a little bit. He did like everything. He like managed a McDonald's. He was like the Jake of all trades, but his name's Steve. and eventually he started working with the state patrol, because that's what his dad did. And so him and his dad worked at the truck weighing stations on the highway for the state patrol. And eventually it wasn't what he wanted to do. I think there was actually something to do with like the facial hair regulations as well. Like, he couldn't have his facial hair the way that he wanted it.
I like him even more now.
And so
he has molded jobs I've taken and not taken.
Which is funny too, because like I don't remember my dad without his like signature goatee, except for one time. In when we were living in Egypt, he had to he shaved it off. it was really funny, actually, because he asked the person, can you do X haircut? And they were like, oh yeah, totally, but can you actually do it? Oh yeah. They couldn't, and they ruined it, so he just shaved it all off. But yeah, so he I think it was like somebody he knew was also then working in the government, or he had some sort of contact or in that he was able to talk to the right people or whatever. But yeah, our first ever move was to Virginia. My dad was working in, I think he was either working in DC or near DC. But we were there for 4 years. We were only supposed to be there for 3 years, and then my parents got the news that we were supposed to be moving to Germany. They were so freaking excited. They bought like German tapes for us to listen to in the car. We were so freaking ready to go back to Germany. And then before you do any sort of moving, your family has to go through a medical and psychological evaluation. And so we had to get updated shot records, all that good stuff. And apparently they deduced when I was like 8 or however old I was at the time that I was depressed, and we couldn't go to Germany then.
So it was all your fault.
So we had to stay an extra year in Virginia, and we ended up moving to Egypt instead, which I don't know why that would help me be less depressed being in a barren desert.
No, but Egypt is cooler to me, so that's why you did it. Because you meet me, and I'm more interested in Egypt than Germany. It all makes sense to me.
It's meant to be. Everything has been leading to this moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's cool. I don't have any big stories like that.
I disagree. There's so much that I don't know about your MySpace page.
I have a MySpace. Oh, I don't know if it's still there.
I don't know either.
I know they tried to revamp it again.
Wait, and why?
It was a little while ago. I don't know. They tried to make it back to like the music, because that's how it started, was all music.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I take that back. If websites like Facebook gave me more customizability over my page...
Yes. I would like that a lot.
Yeah. Also, while we're on the subject of Facebook, can Facebook please give me an option to change the noise that it makes when I get a message?
That would be great.
Because it's so irritating. And, they had an app called Pages, and it was everything in Facebook rolled into one. And it was such a great idea for an app, because that way I didn't have to have a Facebook app and a Messenger app. Because as is, I've got like 5 different text apps for my phone, because I've got my regular text messages, I've got Facebook Messenger, I've got GroupMe for freaking work, I've got Snapchat for other stuff, I've got Discord for game stuff, and I'm like, can I have one less messenger by just having it in Facebook? Like, why does it need to be a separate thing? It's so irritating.
Ugh. I 100% agree. And I, because of all those things, I've ended up not really using anything. Like, it's not overload, I think. Especially with the work group me thing, it's just constant.
Why do we need... Okay, that's... I'm gonna ask my question and then I'm gonna answer it. Why do we need a meme chat? And we need it because people can't not send stupid stuff, and so we have to keep it out of the work chat. And I hate that so much. I love the people we work with, but I hate the types of people that our work attracts, both customers and employees.
I agree. You meet some of the coolest people and some of the, like, oh my goodness, like, I can't do this anymore kind of people.
I wish that the security presence at the Mall of America was more like kind of a, like a police beat cop pattern, where like they had a set round, and maybe it is, but I feel like I don't see them enough to just be able to like stick my head out the door and be like, hey, we need ya, you know. Because it'd be super nifty to have just, like, a dude just kind of walking around on every level, you know.
I know they have the guys with, like, the clear headphone in, but that's different. I know it's, like,
yeah,
crazy security stuff.
Target does that.
What?
Undercover security.
Really?
Yeah. You have to go through, like, a crazy amount of stuff to get there, but they have people that are dressed as customers that chill in Target for crazy amounts of time and just act like customers. And you'll never know they're there.
Oh, I know. Now they know they exist. I don't know.
Looking out for them.
They're not looking at the cute stuff. That's how you know.
You don't know what they're looking at.
They have one item in their hand. That's how you know.
I literally just told you.
Part of the training.
How did you figure it out?
Because I'm amazing.
Did you work undercover security at Target?
No.
Yes, are you no. saying I, no? Are you saying no because you're not allowed to tell me,
yes,
because of the contract?
Conspiracy.
Target.
It's all part of the plan.
I can't imagine what being like security at Walmart would be like. How would you discern a threat from like normal Walmart?
I think it's just when people get rowdy.
Yeah, but Walmart.
There's a whole bunch of, I mean, normal people shop at Walmart.
I mean, I shop at Walmart occasionally.
I did say normal people.
Okay. Rude.
As well as you. No, but that's what I mean. Like, that's normal-ish. We're normal.
Sure. I mean, who is...
We're self-aware.
What is normal?
When I say normal, I guess what I mean is being... You're self-aware. You think about what you're doing sometimes. You question your existence. There's a lot of people who don't. Like, they're like... They don't, like, look back and go, I shouldn't have done that. I'm going to change a little bit. They just...
People that aren't... Maybe it's not even a self-aware thing. Maybe it's aware of other people.
That's true, too. I mean, it's both, I think.
Because
they're
like,
aware that they're, like... I don't know. People are so weird. They're so full of themselves, but not in a good way. Like, you should have pride. You should be...
Sure.
Also, but they just think that they're awesome, and they don't do anything other than FaceTime.
In public.
They're FaceTime their boyfriend in bed. That's all they do, but they're the awesome, most toughest person ever.
God. They have some cool stuff at Walmart, though. Like, have you, I was at Target, but I know they have it at Walmart. But all of the flex glue and flex tape products.
They have it there?
They have so much. They have stuff I didn't even realize. They have flex spray, they have flex tape, we're sponsored by flex tape, by the way.
Soon to be.
Soon. Phil Swift, talk to me.
We're gonna have to, like, mess around with that when we get stuff really going. Like... Answer the questions that I need answered.
Yeah.
What can this do?
Yeah. That would actually... No, we should definitely do that. Like at the end of every podcast, have a question we need answered and just kind of leave it up to people to send us answers for. Whether real or true or not. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. There's a lot of things I want to know, but I don't have time to look up.
That's such a stupid thing to say, too. Because, like... We literally have the internet at our fingertips, and that's why I can't stand people who just don't care that they don't know things. Like, people that are just resigned to be ignorant.
That's the same kind of person I'm talking about. The The person who's like so, I don't know what it is. It's like pride and ignorance. Like they're just not curious, but they're proud that they're not curious, or they don't know.
Yeah.
How to be curious.
Yeah, or that like being curious and like into things is like negative or in some way like weak or I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's whatever makes like a type of shoe, like how we can sell out of a certain pair of whatever shoe. Because one person buys it, then everyone has to buy it. Like, why? They couldn't think they're cool. Why is it so many people need to buy that one thing?
Mm-hmm.
In that one color, and if it's not the exact color, like, why?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand if it looks cool. Like, there's things, everyone, their style comes from other people, kind of.
Sure. Style in general is heavily based on, like, what's going on socially.
But to a degree where they don't even think, like, when I ask the kids, like,
when they don't even think, yeah.
And they're just like, well, I need it. I need this exact shoe. My daughter needs a shoe. And then the next month, it's another shoe. But it's not because... Look, it's different with shoe junkies because they like shoes in general. It's like a car junkie. Like, there's differences. But I'm talking about the person who's like...
Who's just following the trend.
Like, they're totally following it and they don't ever think for themselves. There's too many people like that. And it's weird to me. And then they have children. And then...
that's Lindsay's favorite phrase to use is, oh my God, some people's kids. But, like, I cannot stand when I'm talking with somebody and I ask them a question, and like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, freaking, let's figure it out then. Because, like, literally we have the entire wealth of human knowledge at the touch of a touch screen, not even a button anymore. And you can just ask.
Yeah, I have no home button on this piece.
You can literally just ask the internet any question, and it might not be the answer you're looking for, but you'll get an answer for sure.
Kelly's washing my sweaters because I didn't have any clean ones. Mm. She's so tough. I lost my train of thought because I read that text.
Train of thought. Train of thought.
No. She got these little things. We have Walmart things. You know those dumb brick things? And you get them wet and you can like chisel them and get precious gems out of it. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've always been curious, but I've never got one because I'm like, that is a waste of money. But now we've bought like three. Because, like, why not? But they have this one that has, like, Infinity Gauntlet, and you can get
that. Oh.
But, of course, you've got none of the gems. They also can have coins in it, which are stupid, because there's no place to go in the gauntlet.
Right.
So they just sit. Now we have, like, Doctor Strange coin next to a gauntlet that's empty.
That's really dumb.
It's super dumb, because now we want to buy more, but I don't want to buy more, because they're a waste of money.
I used to have those, but they were dinosaur bones.
See, that's cool. I always used to want one, but I never got one.
The irritating thing is, at the end, you have to somehow connect the dinosaur bones, but what they give you is, like, wax.
Oh, awesome.
And so
make them stick together.
It's hard to get it to stand up by itself, because all of the weight of this thing is being put on, like, two joints. Yeah, it kind of sucked. I really, like, if I was going to make an irrational... juvenile purchase. I really like those little pills that turn into dinosaurs when you put them in water.
Yeah, those are great. They're so big. They get really big. Well, so not all of them get huge, but...
I mean, and if you're gonna buy, like, stupid stuff, go to Five Below, because, like...
That's actually a cool store.
They have some pretty good quality...
I got this giant... It was $5 or whatever, but it was a...
Was it? Was it $5 or under?
No, it was the $5. That was the maximum. Because it was a huge poster, and you colored it in. It was a llama for some reason.
Okay.
But the choices were a llama and emoji. I feel like I say that wrong. Emoji.
It sounds
thing,
like some
giant thing. Emoji
sounds like a name of like an aunt.
Emoji. Aunt Emoji's coming
aunt
over.
Aunt Emoji.
Yeah, Emoji. She's bringing over her crushed noodles. That's probably where you got that habit from. Emoji.
Aunt Emoji that I don't have.
Yeah, exactly.
I like how they have movie candy for like a dollar. Like, you can go in there and get like a box of Gobstoppers for a buck.
I just recently went in there a couple times. They have more stuff than I thought they would.
And it's like not, it's not great quality, but it's not crap either. It's not like dollar store quality, which is amazing. I bought cookie dough at a dollar store once, and
you?
They told me, like, I had friends with me, and they were like, you're not supposed to eat raw cookie dough. And I'm like, why? And it didn't even connect in my head that not only was I eating cookie dough, but I was eating cookie dough from the dollar store.
Did you get sick?
No, I didn't. And I, to this day, I'm still like, why is that a thing? Who cares?
I don't really like cookie dough. I like cookies a lot.
I think it depends on the cookie for me.
I'm not opposed to cookie dough, but I'd rather just have a cookie.
Mm. I hate that cookies are, like, when they first come out of the oven, are so different to the next time you eat them. Like, especially, like, snickerdoodles or stuff like that. They're always so warm and fluffy. And then the next time you eat them, they're just crunchy and rock hard, which is fine because it's a different type of cookie then. But, like, I want that fresh out the oven cookie taste every time.
They try to get that with, like, the Keebler.
Some of those are amazing. I eat way too many of the Keebler's Ladyfingers. Or not Ladyfingers. They're the Vienna Fingers. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
Those are good.
I'm the weight that I am because I eat boxes of those.
Yeah, I hate that I eat all the cookies when they're in front of me. That's why I can't buy Girl Scout cookies because I'll eat them all.
They're freaking everywhere.
I know.
Girl Scouts? Is it like the season?
It is. I feel bad because they're at like the source. I went the other day and I didn't
Are they at the source?
Yeah, because sometimes when I get the bus, I'll get off there. But I went over there, but I didn't want to deal with rejecting a tiny little girl. So I didn't. I just waited outside and got a ride. I didn't go into the source and buy a comic book.
Oh my gosh.
Just because I felt that. I was just like, I don't want to feel like I rejected this tiny little person who's being so nice because I don't have $4.
Yeah, I don't know how to, because as somebody who deals with rejection on a daily basis, but who has had, like, more time to understand how to deal with that and, like, recognize that it's not a rejection.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to buy something? I can't just ignore them. Like, I...
Right, you have to respond.
Like, no, I don't. The world is horrible.
The sooner you learn that, the better. But I do. I would like, when Lindsay and I were leaving Cup the other day and they were like at the eggs and they're like, you want some Girl Scout cookies? And I said, yes, but I have no money.
I don't know if that's better than saying no.
I don't know.
You got them initially excited. Or if they're like, you would have got some, that's neat.
Yeah, because, I mean, at that point you're not ignoring them, you know? You're not just like flat out brushing them off.
I don't know which one's better. I prefer just to avoid the situation totally, which is the dilemma of most of my life. I'll just avoid the entire situation. It's like, I just don't want to deal.
Apparently that's the end.
Sitting right there. I avoid the situation, I don't want to deal.
Oh boy. So we're going to avoid the rest of this then. No, that was, okay, so that was it. That was the first podcast. So
we're going to fine tune this.
Yeah.
And make it fun.
Do more.
Maybe bring some topics to think about.
And
doing some doodling skills.
Josh and I are going to create, what are we going to do? Like a Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram? What's the easiest? Cool. We're going to do social media. And the whole time that we're talking, Josh is going to be doodling. And so at like during and at the end of our show, we're going to post stuff of what was made.
It's not always going to be good, but that's the point.
Oh, it's always going to be good.
It's always going to be good. I did draw you in a bowl of ramen, so...
So once that's like, once we figure out what all that is, it'll be in the description of our podcast. We're hoping to put this up on Spotify and on the iTunes, just cover all of our bases, and hopefully by that time we'll have a name, hopefully by that time we'll have more stuff, and yeah, if you like our stuff, give us good reviews, and share it, and talk to other people about it, because we want to do this more, and, more.
More. More. More. You want to sharpen that pencil of creativity.
It's like you have like 800 pencils.
I'm not going to sharpen them all. Kelly just gave me a sharpener, one last thing. The sharpener, she goes, you need a sharpener. It's full. So yeah. I have to dump it out. There's no trash in here. Women.
Oh, well. Anyway, see you next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.